Gurnon needs to escape the fast-developing cloud in order to survive.
The tunnel was rapidly getting smaller, and it was a little lower, 10,000 feet to the center of the tunnel, so we aimed for that opening and started descending down at full maximum red line speed of 230 miles an hour.
The plane squeezes through an opening just 30 feet across.
And when I did that, an amazing thing happened. These strange lines instantly formed, and they were swirling counterclockwise, and they went the entire length of the tunnel, which appeared to be about 10 miles long. And I believe these lines that I were seeing were what I call timelines. I believe it was the fabric of time itself that I was seeing.
As the haze clears, Gurnon discovers he's over Miami Beach, 90 miles from where he thinks he should be. He believes what he calls an electronic fog caused a distortion in time and fritzed his equipment.
Experienced pilot, take you at your word. But
now, he and meteorologist Professor David Pears study his experience.
What transpired has been, you know, bothering him for like 40 years and trying to figure out what happened. And I think we've come up to, I think, a very plausible explanation of why and how this occurred.
Pears evaluates the weather conditions on the dates of disappearances within the Bermuda Triangle. He thinks that Gurnon's electronic fog could be the cause for many of the vanishings.
Now, in the case of the electronic fog, it does not occur every day. There are certain synoptic situations that occur, meteorological conditions. And I believe that we have the parameters to forecast these.
The meteorologist believes there's a link between the formation of electronic fog and the weather in space. He studies the solar wind, a stream of charged particles jettisoned by the sun's surface. Solar wind travels over 90 million miles through space before it hits the Earth's atmosphere, creating powerful geomagnetic storms.